my artistry second, but I've always done it though. I did it simultaneously. But I always knew, like, even if I would have played any type of professional sports, that I was going to maintain my art career or use that to fund it or to keep it going or to invest in myself. And so, yeah, I was always just inspired as a kid. Like, you know, I was just talking, like, my grandmother just passed recently. And I was just reflecting on just like some of those times I had with like her brother, which was my uncle, who literally, you know, he's doing life in prison. And one of the things that inspired me about him is that he was a hell of an artist. Yeah, I know. We're dealing with a little sound out there. he was a hell of an artist. But one of the things that, you know, that kind of inspired me about, you know, him being in his situation and him being an artist was that when he would send these letters home, they would have like these beautiful like illustrations and drawings or just like different like just ideas of just creativity on these envelopes that he would send home to my great grandmother. And I was always fascinated as a kid to be like, wow, like my uncle could draw like that. So one day I just got on the phone with him and I was just asking him, because I was just going through the letters and she would always have them on her bed. And I was talking to him as a kid, and I was really intrigued. And I was like, hey, you know, like, hey, man, like, these drawings, like, I really love them. Like, this is great. And so he was just like, yeah, but I'm not drawing all myself all the time. Sometimes I commission other artists.
Oh, wow.
With inside of the penal system to kind of, you know, send some of that art home. But he just always sent just art on envelopes home. And so
now that was that part of your inspiration to start your own organization, which is
the Museum of Creative Minari.
Right.
So to tie it all in, it's like I had all these different ideas to be like, hey, I want to use like the fact that this story exists, that artists, that you have that much creativity locked in the cage, that how do we prevent them from even going in that direction if we catch these creatives early and not just force sports and entertainment down their throat in that way, but maybe we'll have more painters, more curators, more people who have these innovative ideas.